It's time to talk about money, but this time it's money for blind or partially sighted students heading to university. Thomas Pocklington Trust has been working with My Bank to create some very valuable resources, and Tara Chataway is here to tell us more. Thanks for joining us, Tara.
Oh, thank you for having me.
I suppose it's very apt that this information comes out now with many heading to uni for the first time, or indeed, you know, travelling through their course at university at the moment.
Yes, absolutely. There is so much to think about as you prepare for university. You know, we've spoken to you before in the past about disabled students' allowance, about speaking to your university to get all your support in place. And one of the things that tends to be forgotten is around finance. You know, how are you going to finance your studies? How do you budget? What do you budget for? What bank do you choose? There's quite a lot to think about. So we've been working with My Bank to pull together this really handy resource.
It is, when you think about it, you know, some students may be moving out, going to halls or flats or whatever for the very first time as well. So there's that whole budgeting angle, what finances are available to them. It must be a bit of a minefield. And I suppose when you throw sight loss into the mix, there's all sorts of perhaps accessibility issues there as well, if you wanted to research things like that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, for many young people, starting university will be their first step into financial independence, of being in control of their own money. So what we've done, we've got sort of three sections, really. One is around financing studies. So thinking about all of the resources that are out there. So student loans, of course, everybody knows about, but there might be bursaries. You might want to complement your income with a part-time job. And so we've got a handy guide that sort of explores all of those additional areas. And then the next bit is budgeting. And you have to budget for everything from getting your hair cut to going out for a drink. How many takeaway coffees do you get? All of that comes out of your money. And the other thing that sort of throws a spanner into the mix is that when you're a student, you have different incomes coming in at different times. So if you have a student loan, it's paid termly. So you have a big chunk of money that you then need to manage for that whole term. And then you might have other bits of income that might be coming in weekly or monthly. So what we've done is we've pulled together an Excel spreadsheet, really, that's accessible for screen readers, but that allows you to start thinking about what you need to budget for and what your income is, that helps you to then manage that money. And we also have some handy videos as well with some top tips about what you might need to think about. So if you get your shopping delivered, you might need to pay a delivery charge, but that might be worth it, but there are minimum spends, and it just talks you through all of that stuff. And then around accessibility, banking. So we've got banking, it's got three sections. We talk about overdrafts, we talk about accessibility, because there are some really good accessibility features for banks and some that are not so good. So we talk about some of those. And then also banking, as with everything in the world, things have moved on a lot. And we have your traditional banks, your high street banks, but also challenger banks, which are online and have quite good accessibility functions. But what's right for one person won't be right for another. So we just talk you through some of those options. The areas we cover is quite broad, and we don't want to scare and panic students. We just want to get them to really think about all of those issues. And for those that are really organised and have already got this in place, it could almost be a checklist for them to make sure that they've thought of every step along the way.
When you put it like that, Tara, it's kind of mind-boggling, you know, that stream of where do I get the cash? First of all, you know, where can I access grants or scholarships, or, as you say, things like the disabled students' allowance? And then even budgeting, when you take it down to that level, you know, I have to budget for how many cups of coffee I can buy every week as well. Because I suppose the way I look at it as well, if you are blind, it's harder to perhaps find a part-time job. You know, there's probably less to look at there. So knowing how to budget what you can access financially is hugely important.
And also, we know that, you know, when you're first settling into university, that first term time, a lot of time can be used spent making sure that all the support is in place, your DSA equipment is in place, and there's not a lot of headspace or room for a part-time job as well. So it's really important to think about that. And, you know, students will be starting at university on various sliding scales of finances. Some will have lots of money, some won't have very much at all. So it's really about taking control over your own money and learning to say, yes, I'm going to do this, but no, I'm not going to do this. And it could be taking out the money that you need for that week and being really strict. That's the only money I'm going to spend. And about making these decisions. So there's quite a lot to think about, and it's tempting to go out every night or to spend money on this or that. So it's just about really thinking about, well, what money do I have and how am I going to manage that? We absolutely wish everybody starting university in September a lot of luck, and we really hope this resource really helps them to think about getting their finances in order.
Absolutely, and as you say, Tara, a whole lot of information there, the videos, etc. as well. Are there opportunities to perhaps ask questions, or is there the really signposting for pretty much everything?
Well, as always, our resources are pretty comprehensive on our website, so we hope that they answer most of the questions. But our service is here to answer any individual questions and provide any support that we can. So if anybody does have any further questions, then they can contact us on at studentsupport@pocklington-trust.org.uk, and we'll be really happy to speak to any students.
Okay, and the important question as well, if they want to have a look at all this information, where do they find it?
So if they go onto our website, pocklington-trust.org.uk/student-supports, they'll be able to access all of our resources, including the Student Dosh and My Bank resources.
Well, if you are heading off to uni, it does sound a must to have a look at. And Tara, thanks once again for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.